Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lifting song.
Not really.
So this doesn't, not familiar to you?
Not ringing a bell, no.
So it was on Ted Lasso.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Now it's a cover of one of my favorite songs, Sonnet, by the band The Verve from England. And I didn't know this was a cover. I thought it was just some remix version of Sonnet by The Verve. So I did a little digging by some band named Faces on Film. Project of Boston songwriter and guitarist Mike Fiore. What an incredible rendition of the song Sonnet. And it was in Ted Lasso at the beginning of an episode, and I just, hair on my arm stood up. Beautiful, beautiful verse. Just him and the piano.
Anyone wants to know why Woods is so hard to beat in Take on Woods?
There you go.
Because he keeps diving down these rabbit holes
every day
of the Verve and music that you don't know, so. You know, he's going to be very difficult to take down in our daily musical trivia game, which is coming up at the top of the hour. In just over 1 hour, we'll be joined by baseball writer Craig Calcaterra, one of our favorites. He has his own walk-up music on this program.
Yes, he does.
Appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. About two or three times in a normal baseball season, the name Johnny Vandermeer gets brought up. Now, never after a Padres start until today. Johnny Vandermeer, of course, is famous as the only player in Major League Baseball history to throw two consecutive no-hitters. Did it for the Reds in 1938. In his rookie season. It has never been duplicated since, but every time a pitcher throws a no-hitter, 5 days later, when they make their next start, invariably the name always gets brought up until usually in the first inning they give up a hit and that dream dies, because throwing one no-hitter is almost impossible. Throwing two, especially in modern baseball, would be absolutely ridiculous. And Joe Musgrove will get that shot today as he faces his former team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Another 3:35 start this afternoon here on 97.3 The Fan. I don't think Joe Musgrove would even get the opportunity.
No.
I mean, unless it was the most efficient no-hitter of all time, and he could do so in 85 to 90 pitches, Jay Stengel's not letting him go another 150 and 120 in back-to-back starts to get another no-hitter.
There's many, many records in the great game of baseball that will never be broken. To break that record, you would need to throw three no-hitters in a row. I feel pretty confident, Ben, saying that record will stand forever, along with Cy Young's 511 wins. You know, those are the records that they will never be sniffed. No one will sniff Cy Young, ever. Johnny Vandermeer, 1938, two consecutive no-hitters. By the way, like you said, his first full season, he must have been like, I'm the greatest pitcher in the history of the world. Yeah, pretty amazing. His career record, though, 119 and 121. That's still a ton of pitching that guy did. Yeah, wild lefty for the Cincinnati Reds. So don't expect it today from Joe. What we need from Joe Musgrove today is a good, solid six-inning start and pick up that win.
Well, I mean, this is an important game, especially after yesterday's loss. What did we say at the beginning of this four-game series? We'd love to get a four-game sweep, but really three out of four going to be good enough. Now, if you lost this game today,
oh God,
then you have Chris Paddock going in a morning early start tomorrow. You could be in danger of losing three of four to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now that
would be hard.
That would be somewhat of a crippling blow early in the season. It's going to be hard enough to keep pace with the Dodgers as is. We were just talking to the break. They looked great again last night. Another shutout victory. Trevor Bauer, seven innings, one hit, nine strikeouts. Now they're playing the Colorado Rockies, but they're now a game and a half ahead of the Padres. You have to keep winning. They're going to win over 100 games. I'm very confident, even at this stage in the season, saying the Dodgers are going to win triple digits. So if you want this to even be a pennant race in September, you can't be losing three of four to the Pirates. Now, if the Padres three of four to the Pirates, is their season over?
No.
Is there no chance of making the playoffs? They could still win the World Series. They could lose today and tomorrow. They could still win the World Series.
I just keep thinking of 19 and 31. That was the Nationals' record when they won the World Series. 19 and 31 was their start. If the Padres were 19 and 31, my hair would be white. It would be white. Yeah, it would feel catastrophic, Ben, and I'm sure it did to all the Nationals fans out there. 19 and 31 is garbage. That's garbage. And to come back and win the World Series that year is astounding. It's an incredible, incredible feat.
Now, it's not going to probably happen many times in the future.
No, it's not.
Is it possible? Yes. Do you want to start 19-31? No. Are the Padres going to start
19-31? No, they're not.
No, they're not. So, you know, let's back away from the panic button a little bit. At the same time, I want to win this game. I want to have a chance to win the series tomorrow. You need to win this one. I like having Joe Musgrove on the mound. They've got Keone Kila fresh. They've got Drew Pomeranz fresh. They've got Mark Melancon fresh. You know, six innings, 1-1-1. How about a nice, 7-0 victory of the Padres' own today, and then go in and have a chance to take that series tomorrow morning?
I feel like they owe that to us.
I think they do.
After last night. I really do.
I think they do.
Call me an entitled fan, whatever you want. I feel like I were owed that after suffering through that almost five-hour atrocity last night.
So I understand there was a little bit of confusion with listeners on the Incorporator yesterday because Jesse dropped in a word that everyone thought was the Incorporator
what
word.
Is he? He's doing bits on our bits.
Yeah, he's actually doing his own vocabulary lessons on the broadcast, but he did get our Incorporator word. That was not the Incorporator word. People thought, oh, harpsichord.
That's got to be a no.
No, Jesse, just using that in normal baseball conversation.
He's amazing.
But cartouche was actually the Incorporator word.
Can't wait to hear. I heard people were tweeting like crazy. They're like, that was amazing. I can't wait to hear how he uses it.
We'll get to that coming up next. We'll also discuss the Will Myers injury and why Woodsy and I are pretty sure a roster move is coming up today. One does not necessarily have anything to do with the other, though. That is coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.